And once again, this is the Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Hello, Robert Q. Blob.
Your Eminence, how are you today?
Alive and kicking.
Nice. Stop kicking so hard.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's new? I ask the tough questions.
Yeah, I know. What's new? Not a whole lot. I mean, I get my daily updates from my son on how his car's coming along.
Is he building a car?
No, he got rear-ended.
Oh.
On his new...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Somebody go to work, yeah, on an 84.
You rear-ended him?
Yep.
How bad was it?
Car was still drivable.
How new was it?
It's his new car.
How?
2016 Audi A5.
Oh, interesting. I'd heard he got an accident.
Yeah, that's what it was. So he calls to tell me how slow and crappy everybody is,
repairing it?
Getting it repaired, yeah.
What happened? Did somebody just...
Yeah, he just got banged in the back at about 35.
He stopped and the other person didn't?
Yes, that is correct.
Nice.
Yeah, it turns out, I've always wondered this, and I know because when it happened to me, but you can't really do anything about it. Why is it, I got rear-ended, we T-boned somebody that turned in front of us. And Janine had to go to the hospital, and Cody, they took him into. But at the end of it all, I mean, these were undocumented aliens that turned in front of us that we hit. And I would have thought that would have sent them to jail. No, they actually got done with the cops. We're still getting hauled out in ambulances. And they went inside, went shopping, and came out. Yeah, I was like,
what the?
Why do you say you have to have insurance when you really don't?
Yeah, I know. That's.
I mean, they were driving a borrowed car from somebody in San Jose.
That is BS.
I agree.
And with a 100%.
You know, it's just not right because I pay my insurance every month.
Right.
You know, how come they don't?
I agree.
And then if they can't handle it, because he's been telling me, he goes, basically the other guy's insurance basically said, well, they're basic, minimums that California requires for insurance. And he goes, I don't think this guy's going to have enough money in insurance payouts to actually cover what it's going to cost. Because you are driving an Audi, sir. My son's like, it doesn't matter what I'm driving.
Yeah, I don't care. You're going to fix it.
Yeah.
And they're
putting up a bunch of resistance.
Really?
Or, well, enough resistance that it irritates him.
I can imagine. I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I would be pissed.
Because you know what you end up having to do? You just got to sue yourself.
Yeah.
And have your insurance cover your crap.
That's BS. I know, I was driving to school one time, and somebody stopped in front of me, and I hit him, and I was driving my wife's car, but I wasn't married yet, we were going out,
right.
And basically, they were driving a used Mercedes, nice. And I didn't hit him very hard, and the guy goes, hey, do you want to... just pay me cash. I'll get a couple estimates and find out what it is. And you can just pay instead of doing it on your insurance. I'm like, yeah, we'll see. And so he went. And he didn't think it was going to be very much.
Mercedes?
Yeah, because I barely hit it.
Wow.
It turned out it was like $1,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what I did is when I hit it, he gave me the estimates or whatever. The tailpipes... I hit the tailpipes and it hit and it broke all the brackets.
Brackets and hangers.
Yeah. I think he was shocked at how much it was because.
It's probably twice the deductible.
He didn't think. Yeah, but I don't know. I got a student loan. So I'm like, I guess I can pay. I have some cash. I can pay it.
I got a student loan for $2,500. And it was only, you know what? So I can have some money. I didn't even need it really. But I kind of, I can get a student loan and I only have to pay back $50 a month for 5 years. So I ended up getting it. And it was right after I got the loan that I hit the car and, so it was like $900 or something. Yeah, I guess I'll just pay cash instead of just trying to go through. I don't even know. I probably had insurance, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Raise rates.
Yeah. I just think that's crap that.
Yeah.
That somebody could not have insurance and nothing happens to them. Why have a law that says you have to have insurance?
When if you get caught
without insurance, without it,
nothing happens.
Or if you're here and you do drunk driving, that's like attempted murder. You're doing something on purpose. It's not an accident. You know that if you drink that you could kill someone and you still choose to do it. That's okay. Guns though that people have and that everyone's at safety. Guns aren't okay. But driving drunk, perhaps it's okay. It's okay. We don't care.
But here, if you read this little thing right here, it says we care.
Yeah, well, I hate California. I'm
not opposed to the land and stuff.
I'm opposed to the government.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So enough of my soapbox. I want to tell you this. I had a dream last night. Weirdest thing. These. I've never had a dream with these people in there before, but these people were all in my dream. My boss, which, kind of weird, but not really. Robin Williams, Betty White. I think there was one other person that I knew who it was, but I was like, why are these people? Is Betty White dead?
I think she is now.
Oh.
I do. I'm not sure why I think that, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I thought she was alive.
Well, she had outlived herself for a long time.
She outlived herself?
Yeah.
Well, because I know Robin Williams isn't.
He's gone.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I just thought it was weird that those people were in my dream. So, anyway.
Was it?
What?
Was there anything strange about the dream?
No, yeah, but it's now because it was a while ago. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Okay.
I know things that Robin Williams was kind of trying to tell jokes, but he was in the middle of a floor it was a ballroom or something, so he wasn't even in the play. And then he ducked down and then pulled Betty White out of from under a table or something. It was weird. So I just said, whatever. I don't know why I would have a dream. Some things I can, I know why I dreamed of this or why this was in that dream. Having Betty White in it, or even Mork, I have no clue why either one would be there. It's not like I was watching Mork from Ork or Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
Or I was listening to an album with Robin, which I have. Wasn't like any of those things. Wasn't like I just watched a movie that had him. I don't know why. I wasn't thinking, I wonder what Robin Williams. Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't thinking about him at all.
Probably your erotic side.
And Betty White. That Betty White,
Betty
too.
Betty White and
Robin. Betty. Betty. I love Betty.
Betty and Robin doing it.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
I just run by.
That's really that to not even have a.
Yeah, because I can kind of piece together why. Like, I had one the other day, and I was telling somebody at work, and I said, some of the stuff I know why I was, I was doing this and I was doing this. Oh, Kobe Bryant was in it.
Oh.
Okay. I know what happened to Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
But he made models out of he was like it was not a forest model, but it was like an elf house. If elves lived in a city, because elves would have these spectacular cities, so they were circular round buildings and they were tall. So he made these models. Well, Kobe Bryant had his accident.
Yeah.
And I've been playing D&D, and the guy I play D&D with making these cool models. I mean, totally cool. But they're like more woodland. So somebody made a tree tree with a door and a house, and it's got you could put a light in underneath, and so it flickers, and there's, you know, cross panes in the,
like a hobbit house.
Yes, like a hobbit house, and you could see it flickering inside. Like the Keebler elves. Yes, exactly. More like the Keebler elves.
Okay.
So, but it's totally cool. He had a little sign hanging on it that said whatever, Mr. Hetty's Tailory or Haberdashery or whatever it said. I did not look at that closely. But he said he entered it into a contest online in, I think, in England, someplace in England, and he won. He won. They had like first and second prize, and he won best model.
Really?
Yeah. So he was telling me, but he's made all these cool things, and it's really, I had no clue he was so creative. But he's like freaking awesome. And so, like me, people don't really realize that I'm full on nerd, because I'm also athletic, so I could play sports and I was good.
Yeah.
So the fact that people, usually jocks are jocks and nerds are nerds and brainiacs are brainiacs, yep. I could shift over into those things.
Yeah, you could shift into whatever.
So I don't really talk about it, but he I would have never thought he was into, you know, that he make, because he's got miniatures and stuff totally, like that. But he's an artist. I would call him an artist.
More than a basketball player.
Well, he was. No, not Kobe. No, no, oh. My friend. He would be an artist.
Gotcha.
You know, this in my dream, I don't know if Kobe did this or not, but he was in there. So those things, I can explain how I dreamt them. But I do know that the other part of the dream,
yeah,
it was after, so we were at this, at Kobe Bryant's house, and there were several people there.
Right.
And I saw these models and did a couple things, looked at them. Oh, cool. This is the part. We could look outside and see, and I see a jet plane flying by, like a F-15.
Oh, military.
Military, fighter. Yes, a fighter. Goes by in one direction. We'll just say goes to the right. To the left, I see three big jets. Lockheed 1011, Boeing 747, big jets. Could be the President, Air Force One, jets like that. Three of them flying in the other direction, completely opposite of the military jet. One peels off to the left, one peels off to the right, and one keeps going straight. They all lay tons of chaff. Then, following them or going in the same direction, not sure if it was following or not, I see some alien spaceship flying, and then other fighters, American or fighter jets, attacking it. So I can explain part of the dream, and then where that part came from, I have no clue. And it was crazy. It was so realistic when I was in it.
Yeah.
But that part was much like my Robin Williams Betty White part. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
I've had this thought. I will turn on the radio and fall asleep to Coast to Coast AM, and I'll hear it, and I want to listen. Sometimes I try to listen, but I usually fall asleep within 5 minutes of going to sleep, so I could not turn it on and be fine. I don't know if this is actual or not. Perhaps when I'm asleep, that the radio will stay on and I'll wake up in the middle of the night or sometime and turn it off. If they are talking about those things when I'm asleep. Do I subconsciously hear them and then transplant them into my dreams?
They say that's usually what's going on.
I think that's a possibility. Why would they have been talking about Robin Williams and Betty White?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, so I could see Coast to Coast talking about aliens.
Yes.
Or planes, even fighter planes. But I don't see them talking about Robin Williams or Betty White. Maybe one, or maybe.
Well,
Maybe.
The Mork from Ork would be a better.
Okay. Yeah, but then they would say more. Well, anyway,
That's strange.
I marveled at that one last night. That dream strange. This morning when I woke up.
That's strange.
Yeah, and then I've been, I've been getting good sleep too.
Oh, good.
So it's been nice.
As have I.
Yeah, that's good. I like sleep. My friend, they laugh. They came over one time in the summer. I would sleep a lot when we were in school, and they came over. Hey, can King Cow come out? It's noon. He's still asleep. I would sleep forever. I think they came in one time and I was asleep, and I'm like, sleep is good. So.
Sleep is everything.
I love sleep. I
go through periods of that.
I always like sleep. I don't always get it, but I like it.
Yeah.
I'm really good about when I need it, or getting it when I can. Like if something, like say I'm playing a soccer tournament, and oh, you know what? I'll sleep in between games because I need to rest. Or if I can't sleep for a while, when I get a chance, I
definitely take advantage of it.
Yep. So I brought an album.
Oh, is this an interesting segue?
Yeah, there's no segue. I'm going to play the first song. I'm conservatively going to say you're going to guess it within the first three notes. Okay. I'll give you a little longer than that, but I'm going to say you're going to know it. You'll know who it is and what it is. And
okay.
Right away.
Right on.
So I'll talk about it after.
Okay.
It's kind of sad that there's no way to hide. Well, I guess I could hide it if I went backwards, forwards, but I'm just playing it as is.
Okay.
So this is the first song.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Did you know?
You know, I was confused there for a minute.
Yeah. I'm like, I really can't do anything about pretending what song this is because everybody will hear those notes and know exactly what song it is.
Oh, yes.
I mean, when I say everybody, that's...
That includes the little kid in Thailand.
Yeah.
Poochie.
So here's the album.
He knows it.
News of the World. It's a pretty... I like the album cover. It's a...
robot.
Yeah, but if you look, one side, he's reaching in to, like, coming in the stadium. That's in between the two pages.
Yeah.
And then on the cover and the back page, that's the band members.
Right.
That's a... Roger,
Brian,
Freddie, and John. Oh, actually, I think Brian's down here. This is John, and that's Freddie. So
Frederick.
Yes, Frederick. So anyway, and then of course the album itself is the sleeve. It's got all the songs. All the lyrics on the sleeve. Yeah, I like this album a lot.
A lot.
This might have been my first Queen album. I think it was.
Are we playing this in order? Side one, side two.
Yep, this is side one. That's song one, side one.
Okay.
We Are the Champions. We Will Rock You. And then, of course, you know the next song.
That's funny because you said we're the champions. And I go, I thought that was We Will Rock You.
Yeah, the next song is We Are the Champions.
Now you've scarred me.
Sorry. I'd like to scare you.
Not scared.
I'd like to scar you.
Yeah, because I feel scarred now because now forever I'll be going, okay.
I thought that was the other way.
We're the champions, right? Got you. Okay.
So
I'll probably be on some game show with $1 million. Name that song for $1 million. We're the champions.
No, sorry. Man.
Oh. I'll call you on the phone and I'll say.
You dick.
You ass. Yeah. Hat.
Yeah, that, anyway. So everybody knows what song comes next.
Yes, we do. Yes, we're
this
aware.
This song, if you ever heard it live, they play a faster version of it. And I know there's some recordings of it faster, and it's a lot faster. It's cool. I like it. I know when we went to see the Queen tribute show, they played this, and my wife didn't know what song it was until they started singing. But they sing it a lot faster, and it's there's no stomping, clapping. It's just playing. Playing the guitar for the song. It's cool. And I think they have on the 40th anniversary edition of this album that came out a couple of years ago, because I think they have three CDs, the album and a DVD. So I think it's on one of the CDs. Cause I think there's one CD of just the remastered album. Then there's one CD of all the songs from the album, but different cuts, versions of them, like acoustic or just alternative lyrics or different.
Different stuff.
And then there's one that's got stuff that I think was almost on. I don't even know, or different versions or live versions. I'm not even sure. Because I don't have it. It was expensive. I like Queen, but it was like $140 for.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I need. I'll get it eventually. I don't need it when it comes out brand new. When I'm like, I'm not spending all that money on it. I need to be more.
And that was this album.
I already have the album, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they also came out with remastered set of all the 15 albums.
Wow.
and other CDs with that. So, and I found that, and I'm like, oh, okay, I can't get that. My wife wanted to get it for me for Christmas. So just order it, and I'll pay for it. And I'm like, oh, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait. But I also like We Will Rock You. Have you ever seen A Knight's Tale?
Yes.
I love that movie. And when I saw the commercial for it, that was in the commercial, the trailer, was them singing We Will Rock You. And I'm like, that's totally cool. I love the way they did it. So I wanted to see it because of that. And turns out that they incorporated things like that throughout the whole movie. Old rock with the people actually participating in it. Like David Bowie, Golden Years. They did the Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town, When the Knights Are Riding Back. I like the way they incorporated the
music into
it. And it was a great movie. It's a really cool movie. Everybody that I know that's seen it, they all like it.
Really?
You don't like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. I just didn't
understand it.
Yeah, I was completely blind and oblivious.
Okay, almost everybody I know that's seen it really liked it. I guess one dick.
One chump.
Yeah, didn't. So you ready to hear the next song?
Yes, I am.
The next song is We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
You didn't say what it was the first time, you know, right there, a little earlier. You didn't say what it was really called. You said, "We are the champions." And I said, "Now I'm going to be lost." That solidified me losing it totally. I don't know why, but I guarantee you, if you were to ask me next week and start playing it, I would go, "We are the champions." That's what I would say. I guarantee that would happen.
For We Will Rock You?
Yeah. Yep.
Well.
No. Not a big deal. It's just the way my head's working these days.
That I think those were released together on Double Side A.
Well, you said that they basically play one right after the other.
Well, they do all the time. All the time.
So.
And they count it as one song.
Right.
It's like some Journey songs. There's two that they play together all the time.
No big deal. I'm just saying that would be because of the way it was from the intake that I got today. That would probably mess with my head.
Funny.
And I would always call it We Are the Champions.
I remember 1977.
And that'll only be because we've discussed it, you know, both on and off air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's covered almost every learning style there is. Audio, visual.
Anal,
yeah. I see the light.
Cough. In 1977, I remember the Dodgers won the World Series.
Okay.
I think it was in 77. I think they won in 77 and 78. But anyway, when they won, they sang this. They made a video of singing this song. I'd like, oh, that's Queen. I was all excited.
Cool.
You've heard those two songs?
Yes, I have.
I don't think there's maybe one other song you've heard on the album.
That'd be on the other side, right?
Yes, it would be.
So I won't get to hear it today.
Yeah, I would. Unless you've heard the album. I don't know if you've ever heard the album.
I don't think I've ever heard it played in its entirety, no.
Yeah, so, and you may have.
I may have heard it
once,
yeah,
and
possible.
You won't remember it. Yeah. I doubt if you will. So this was, I believe, the first Queen album I ever bought. And I really, really, what?
No, go ahead.
Well, I really liked it.
Yeah.
This is the one. Well, I told you, the Night at the Opera, and then this one, Jazz, and the next one were seriously considered taken to the island. I mean, this is to me, it's a great album. There's a lot of different things on it that you'll get to hear, and you're like, oh, I don't know how you're going to react. I will say that if I was to pick my favorite Queen song, and there's two that I really like, this has one of them. And they like bounce. Oh, I like this one better. I love. There's a song on the back side, the second side, that I just absolutely. It's great. So ready to hear the next.
I am.
So I don't know if you know what the third album was. The third album was called Sheer Heart Attack.
Okay.
So they have a song, Sheer Heart Attack, and it shows up on this album.
Really?
Yeah. I always thought that was funny when I, like, oh, they have an album, Sheer Heart Attack, and they have a song, Sheer Heart Attack,
but
on
a different
News
album.
Of the World. Yeah, so this is album 6. Sheer Heart Attack is album 3. So I just thought that was, I don't know, I thought it was cool and funny. So here's Sheer Heart Attack.
Well, you're just 17. All you wanna do is disappear. Know what I mean? There's a lot of space between our ears. The way that you were taught, you don't remember nothing. Hey, 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 hey. It was the DNA.
Okay, let's see. Where do I start? That had a real punkish flavor to it.
Yeah, I never thought that. But yes, I agree. I will say, at the time they were recording this, I guess there was this other band recording in one of the other studios in the same place. And they had... interaction between themselves and this other band, the Sex Pistols.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about like what would have come out of them after
this. But, after... So I think the song was written earlier. They just didn't record it.
Well, I was going to say, because now you said that the album Sheer Heart Attack is released before this
three albums song. Before this
three
one
album before this song comes out.
Yes. So
interesting.
I thought so too. I like the way, because it's like Heart Attack, and the way it just ends abruptly, boop, it just stops, and the first time I ever played it, I'm like, did something happen to the record player?
Yeah.
Of course.
What broke?
I know. Right. I was just watching you when it stopped to see how you would react. And you were like, is that it? Yeah, that's it. Just stops right there, yeah. Abruptly.
Yeah.
I always thought that was I mean, and it's because it's rapid fire.
Oh, yeah.
And just heavy guitar. And then all of a sudden it just, we're done.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I mean, it was really, that was a good song. I mean, but it's so, I mean, if you put them all together and listen to them, that is so, like, outlier. In retrospect, I can say. I mean, although I wouldn't, you know, if you put this on an album with some of their other songs, you know, I'd go, oh, these are a nice punk band. But knowing who it is and what they've already written and everything, this is like, wow.
Well, that's part of the thing I said. Well, you're going to know the first two songs, you'll know. So I could have maybe not played them and played something else, but I just still, so this is, you put the album on, this is what you get.
Yeah.
So you get We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Sheer Heart Attack.
You did it again.
We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Sheer Heart Attack.
Got it.
I think that's what I said. It looks the same. Yeah. Wait, anyway, We Will Rock You.
Okay.
We Are the Champions.
Okay.
Sheer Heart Attack.
Got it.
And then they follow it up with All Dead.
Oh.
But I'm warning you, I absolutely love this song. But it's, so you, what you've heard for the first three songs, okay, we're going to do something completely different.
And now for something completely different.
But I never thought anything, that's how it was. I never put any
consideration into.
Oh, well, why is it? No, I just, this is the way it goes and it sounds cool. I always liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it this way. But.
Because they're artists.
Queen doing this thing, the way they, you know, have a fast song, slow song, really slow, really fast. The way they mixed everything, I never thought, oh, this is so, like you said, progressive or out of the ordinary. But I'm sure if I hear it from other groups, I'm like, I don't like this. But for whatever reason, maybe it's because I like Freddie Mercury's voice. I like the guitars.
It's Queen.
I don't know. So this would have been, like I said, my first album. And my friend had it. And then I knew We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. So then, oh, okay, you have it. I'm going to buy it. And so then I got it, and I really liked it. So the next song, and this is when I believe, oh, it's All Dead, All Dead. It's not even just All Dead. It's All Dead, All Dead.
All Dead are All Dead.
Written and sung by Brian May.
Okay.
So this is All Dead, All Dead.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after we've been on since you started making that sucking sound. I'm just going to see what other sounds you're going to make. Yes.
Oh, I really like that.
I love that song.
It's really kind of cool.
Yeah, there's one line in there that he says, "I am old but still a child."
Yeah.
I love it. Their lyrics are awesome. Their voices are awesome.
Yeah, they
their
are.
Musicianship is awesome.
I like
Queen
that.
Is awesome. I'm going out on a limb and saying it. Just so you know, I like Queen.
You do?
Yeah, this album.
You know, you listeners, if you really pay attention, you'll see how much he really enjoys Queen.
Yeah, shocking. This album, like I said, at one point I was taking it to the island. I'm sure the one I take you won't like, and I don't know why I picked it. I don't know. I
probably picked it because I wouldn't like it. You'd be able to laugh at me while we were.
I could have taken any one of the ones that I wanted and been more than happy. Like I said, this one has. It's really good to me. It's a good album. The next song is written by John Deacon, and I love this song too. I guess I could just keep saying I could. I love this song. It's written by, and leave a blank, and then just insert the name
on the description.
Or I could just I don't even have to record my piece. I can just say I love this song by Queen. It's written by Freddie Mercury, and then just put the same thing and just insert the name Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, or John Deacon, and then whoever wrote it, and it's sung by Roger Taylor, and it's great. And so I could just do that for every song.
Yeah, you could.
And it would be, and then you could just talk for the rest. So the next song is Spread Your Wings.
Okay.
Sammy was low, just watching the show over and over again. Knew it was time, he'd made up his mind to leave his dead life behind. His boss said to him, "Boy, you'd better begin to get those crazy notions right out of your head. Sammy, who do you think that you are? You should
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was, I mean, I guess I have to say, like, not spectacular, but so clean. So, I think the words were well written. You know, they really tell a nice little tale. And there's Brian May's got that. He's got an interesting sound that comes out of his guitar sometimes. You know,
he does.
It's kind of a, it's kind of a, like the note, but it lingers.
It's distinctive.
Yeah. Well, yes.
I mean, but for me, it's when I hear it, he's got a sound that will come out.
It's almost like a wah pedal, and it probably was, but I can't be for certain. And if it's not a wah pedal, I'd like to know how he did it. Because it gives it, there's several songs that it's on.
I know. I
think you know what sound I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay.
Because I hear it all the time, and I'm like, oh. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's him.
Yeah.
I know that his guitar is strung a little differently, because when I played Rocksmith on the PlayStation and I was playing the Queen songs, I had to change the tuning of my guitar because I'm like, oh, so it's instead of being A, B, C, D, E, he maybe does.
Well, most
tightens it or loosens it.
Most rock musicians, they call it tuning to D. So your E string is now a D string. And it gives you a lot lower sound when you're playing.
Yeah, but I think so when I do it, other things I don't have to change on, but on Queens, I have to change it.
Yeah.
So he does something, I don't know. It's cool. It's good music.
And I think you've said this before, but I mean, it's not that it's this wonderful thing that I would want to go out and just purchase and play over and over and over again. But it's not detestable. You know what I mean? It's like this.
Nice out.
Yeah.
Nice bass. That was a good bass drum.
Yeah. So what did I eat to get that sound?
Yeah. Replicate.
Yeah. I can't do that, I don't think. I wonder if any burp is in and of itself. But I really enjoyed that album.
Well, I got one more song.
Oh, you do?
We have one more song.
Okay.
You ready for that?
Yeah, I am.
A Fight From the Inside.
Oh,
And I really like that.
I thought you would like that one.
I did like that a lot. Of all I've heard from this album, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? I like that song. Yeah. I like that song a lot.
Fight from the Inside.
Yeah. It's cool. Roger Taylor singing on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he write it? You know?
Yeah. He might have. You know, he tends to sing the songs he wrote. I don't know. We'll see if it's written. It's on there. Spread Your Wings. Yep, he wrote that one.
And sang it?
And sang it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he also wrote Sheer Heart Attack.
Oh, did he really?
But he didn't sing that one. Freddie Mercury sang that one.
Got it.
So, and like, We Will Rock You was written by Brian May. We Are the Champions was written by Freddie Mercury. So there's...
I really, like I say, although that, you know, has more of a kind of rock, you know, kind of feel to it, you know, that's why it would be easy for me to know that I liked it. But then again, on the other hand,
I'm
not surprised at, but I'm... kind of unique in everything that I've heard. It didn't sound like everything that I've heard, which is probably one reason why I like it, you know. But the reality is that that was a well-written song. The way they use their melodies as instruments and the way Brian plays, you know, and the drums were so distinctive.
And there was good bass line on that one, especially the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, really thought it had a lot of promise. And it did. It didn't let me down.
Yeah, I told you. I like this whole great album. For me, it's a great album.
Yeah, it is. I think it's
got, you know,
it's got elements that...
got some cool stuff on the second side that...
I was kind of hoping that Brian May guitar sound would come out so I could go like, this is a part, you know, this is that.
Different song. Yeah. There's songs that it's on. It wasn't on that one.
No, I know.
I was laughing because it's completely different the way it was played. And I like, you know, it's, as soon as it's, I knew what song it was, I'm like, oh, I already know that there's no, it's just.
Yeah, we're not going to get to that.
It's sound. Different.
Yeah.
And.
But very enjoyable.
No, I know.
You know?
Yes.
I have absolutely no problems with it being...
So, if I would have played that song, would you have known it was Queen?
No. I would not have known it was Queen.
I mean, I know you eventually figured it out.
Well, yeah, probably.
But...
I mean, I'm not going to guarantee anything because...
No, you would have figured it out. We Are the Champions or We Will Rock You played, you would have figured it out.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about this one particular song.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you would have, no, just hearing that song.
Yeah.
I would have figured it out. I mean, I knew it because...
You knew it going in.
When the album plays, when the songs play, in my mind, I already am playing the next song.
Oh, really?
So...
Okay.
So... when We Are the Champions end, Sheer Heart Attack comes on next, and then when it goes, it just ends. It ends abruptly, and then all of a sudden, All Dead comes in, and it's the piano, and then it plays that.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting different when that's the start of that.
Right.
I know that's after. Spread Your Wings. It's just you hear it enough. You know.
Yeah, you know.
You know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when you don't hear it, you're like, "Oh, what's going on? Oh, never mind. I have it on shuffle, or I just was playing. I just have that one song. I don't have the. I'm not playing the whole album.
Right.
I just have that song recorded. So anyway, that was a side one of News of the World.
I like what you brought.
Yeah.
I thought at some point I was going to get tired of Queen.
I thought that you might, but they're so different.
Their variety is enough to keep you engaged.
Engaged, yeah.
Really, so much. So
yeah, that's and I think as you see, as I said, you know, they're moving. This is this is more like a rock album, as opposed to an operatic album with rock, or a rock with operatic. There's not really anything operatic on this.
Nope.
But they're moving into a new. They're starting to move into a new phase where some elements of this will show up in on the next couple of albums. So, just there's things that are. That you could say, hey, these two albums or these three albums have things in common. The first one has stuff that's not on the second one, the third one, and the third one has stuff that's not on the second one, and then so it just, as you go on, it just moves.
There's a progression in
so this is progressing into some different stuff.
And like I say, I've grown to enjoy them quite a bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I know you've heard songs that were hits and played a lot, but that's all you were exposed to. So you're getting to hear everything, and it's interesting seeing how you react to the things that I already know. So, anyway, that was News of the World, Side 1. Do you have anything else?
I want to thank you for bringing it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because it was a great listen. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Now I'm done.
Okay. Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.